Good morning. Warm welcome to our Sonntag podcast, Tea Cheat. I'm Susanne.
And I'm Ute.
And today we have a very special guest. We have Sala with us. Welcome, Sala. Sala is our new international president, and we had Ute Scholz here in the podcast twice. So we are very happy to have you here, and we are absolutely interested what your goals are, what you are aiming for. But let me introduce you first. You are from Finland. And as far as I know, you are a capital markets, corporate and MA lawyer, so very professional. And you're dealing with a lot of topics. Maybe you introduce yourself. And yeah, we would like to talk about Zonta and also about the upcoming CSW69 event in some days. So we are happy to have you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, of course. Happy to share about Zonta and, of course, Zonta's aims for CSW for this round, of which will take place very soon in New York. So as noted by you, I'm from Finland. I started my term as an international president last July. So it's my first year in the role. It's been very excited, of course. We have a very ambitious biennial goals for this term. And it's been a pleasure to work with so many very much motivated, inspired Zontians who really want to build a better world for women and girls. I believe our main goals for this biennium is really we want to take a look about Zonta's own structure to be a fit for the future, and that's something which is a kind of an internal, a little bit more governance or administrative related thing, which takes quite a lot of time. But then what comes really to our mission and our members, I have wanted to emphasize advocacy. And I think it is really the way forward. It's really the way to make difference in this world. And it's the way how we can really live up to our mission. It's also something which is, of course, and should be, of course, so much appealing to our members, but also to anyone outside, potential new members, and so on. So advocacy is the key during this biennium. We have put a lot of effort to that. And in accordance with Zonta's strategic plan, we have four main focus areas, what we want to emphasize and what we have been emphasizing this biennium. And those are violence against women. As we all unfortunately know, this is something which has not been yet managed to be solved anywhere. There is no such a country in this globe where this would not be an issue. Myself, I come from Finland, where we are, I believe, sixth or seventh time in a row being named to be the most happiest nation in the world, which we are very proud of. But at the same time, we unfortunately have this not so nice situation to be also ranked among the one of the countries which is very violent against women, and being top number two after Denmark in the European countries. Something not to be very proud of. So there are so many things which are really related to violence against women. It can take so different types of forms, be it physical, mental, financial, sexual, whatever. It's a huge problem, and it seems to be that it has also got quite a lot of positive attention lately. So I think it's a good topic for Zonta also to pay attention to going forward. Mm-hmm. Another issue where we want to put attention to also from the advocacy point of view is climate justice. And what do we mean with climate justice? We all know that there's a lot of talk about climate change, and it is a reality where we are living in, and it's a reality coming more and more precious reality going forward. But Zonda International is not any kind of a nature or climate or disaster organization in that sense. We are not talking about climate change as such. But as we all are facing it, women and girls, and how the climate change affects women and girls needs to be taken into account in regulations, in instructions, in administration. And women are needed in the decision-making tables also in terms of climate change. So that's something we are really talking about here. And it's a kind of a human rights perspective to climate change. Another topic, education equality. That's something that Zonda has been, of course, has been paying attention to many years. It goes really back to the very basic rights of human rights of especially girls, but of course women too. And we do have those precious service program educational programs where we can support women and girls being able to achieve their full potential. And of course, talking about very basic things. And then women in decision-making positions. That's something that it's very general topic as such. I mean, we can approach it from many angles, but first of all, women are needed more in decision-making positions, be it in business, be it in societies. But then also, how can women make there, but also how they are treated and how they are listened to and so on. So those are the four topics among the there are so many, of course, kind of a women issues in this world, which we would like to tackle, but we cannot do all. So we need to be realistic, and we have wanted to emphasize these four focus areas. So that's on the advocacy level. And then what comes to the membership issues, always, of course, close to our hearts. We need to have active members, inspired members to do the work we want to be our voices, to be our eyes and ears on the field, what comes to women's and girls' rights and status. So that's in brief what we are trying to aim this biennium. It's a lot, I know, but there is a good team. There is a good team, and it's been very good to see how inspired with good Zonda spirit the team and also the messages from the field are. So it's been a pleasure so far. Let's see what it is, what the future months will bring.
But when you tell us about all these things, I ask myself, how can you manage to combine this with your leading position in a law firm? Because it's so time consuming. I'm a president of our small club now, and sometimes I think I can't tackle all these tasks, so it must be really difficult to do this. How do you manage?
Yeah, good question. I of course thought this quite a lot before sending in my application, and I was perhaps not thinking to do it, but then got a lot of kind of a courage and a little bit even a positive push. What comes to the what comes to the opportunity to run for such a position. I think it's for me it's personally important first of all to think that even women within their career, within business, having all these other things in their life, can take such roles. In some extent, I want to be, of course, a kind of a role model and encourage people to take challenges and try to do difference in the world. Of course, I do understand this is a huge task. I'm not underestimating it at all. And it takes a lot of time. But I have also explained it to myself that this is a project. This is it was a kind of a four-year a promise and four-year commitment when I applied, because in Zonda you first run for president-elect, then you're elected, then you kind of prepare the next biennium as the president. So it's a four-year commitment. But then, of course, the most challenging and time-consuming times, what comes to very strict time schedule are these 2 years as a president. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot. And sometimes, of course, I would lie if I wouldn't say that I would not be struggling at sometimes. It's a reality. Luckily, I do not need too much sleep, so I can take some sometimes out of the night. But it is a lot, and it's of course something that perhaps me, when I'm dealing with my work as I call it, I will need to also be very strict sometimes how and where, as an international president, I'm using my time. I cannot do everything, and I don't think that actually the international president should always do everything what perhaps the past international presidents have been doing. We have a very dedicated and skilled team at headquarters. I do have other people at the board. I have also, of course, tried to teach myself more kind of a delegation, but it's also the time thinking at that what would actually be the role of Sonda's board going forward. Should it be kind of a more operational, that is currently is, or should it actually be more strategic?
That's interesting. Yeah, yes. I agree. And I think it's really an important thought, because if they act strategically, then you can have a much more impact, you can have a higher impact than you do everything and do every operative thing.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So it's of course something I'm of course bound to the current bylaws and rules we have, but of course there is a certain shift that I can think that, because I'm also a CEO of the organization, so I do have operational tasks in addition to the kind of the chair, being the chair at the board. But of course it's a way of how I want to organize things, and I think that I have found a pretty good balance there with the skills team. So I'm trying to set certain limits, and it's necessary. And I think it's also makes sense going forward to the those who is coming after me, that they would not need to do things which are not really and should not be at the table of the president. But of course, my daily work and job is sometimes very time consuming. It also can take 24/7 sometimes. So it's a kind of a balancing all the time. But it's a project. I know that there was a clear start point, there's a clear end point, and perhaps that makes it kind of a viable and doable in that sense I know that this is something which will not last. I do not have much free time. I need to be realistic of that, but that has also been my choice, and I have wanted to do that. So it's my choice. I still always tell everybody that Sonda is only my hobby, but of course it's quite of a serious hobby for this.
So you combine Sonda work with work, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. You tackled this question of Sonda structure. Can you give us one or two insights in which direction you think to change things in the Sonda structure?
Well, no decisions have yet been made, and we are in the middle of the analysis phase at the moment. But I guess the general idea is that we would need to be leaner organization than what we currently are, mm-hmm. in order mm-hmm. to face the challenges of the outside world, and that's perhaps been the kind of the main driver on what we have been so far thinking, that what would be the way that we could be efficient, we could still operate internationally. Because that's, of course, a core and heart to our organization. As such, we are an international organization. But then in taking into account also the kind of the local or national or regional needs, as they might be different in various parts of the world. So it's quite of a difficult puzzle as such. But I also feel that it's a time to do something. It's time to at least to think it through. And if we then think that that's the best solution, so be it. But times have changed since this structure had been created. So there might mm-hmm. be potential for at least certain changes. So it's very interesting. But I mean the main driver is really to see a more streamlined mm-hmm. and kind of an easier, more straightforward, leaner organization as such.
Okay, so we stay tuned to what comes next.
Right.
Yeah, let's talk about something really important, the CSW69 conference in New York. We talked about that in the beginning. And if we look at statistics from the World Bank, for instance, then this the situation of gender equality has a quite grim outlook. And if we see the political situation in the US or whatever we look at, then you really get the feeling we are falling back and nothing changed into positive. So it's really, really important to do something on that. And the CSW 69, for those who don't know, is the Commission on the Status of Women. And you're taking part, Zonta is taking part, and maybe you tell us a bit about it. What is going on? What is our role? What can be an impact? Things like that.
Yes, happy to. Yeah, it is a very important event of the year for anyone interested in status of women in the whole world. So it takes place every year in New York in March, and it kicks off next week or so. And I guess this year's, of course, it's a bit of a special as such that there is a 30 years since Beijing declaration, and it somehow marks, I believe, the kind of the whole content and agenda for the kind of the formal or official part of the CSW. But then, of course, this current climate, what comes to geopolitics and kind of the gender discussion, even anti-gender discussions, and that might have quite of a interesting implications to the forthcoming CSW. So it will be really, really interesting to see that what is actually the kind of the discussion environment there. It is a place to be for really to kind of the understand and get a big picture, meet people, share ideas, share views, discuss on any kind of a relevant topics, what comes to the status of women. It's also a place for networking and being able to meet other like-minded organizations. And very, very, sometimes, of course, those discussions might get even a bit heated as there are different views, but it's important that those discussions are taken. And Zonta's having an official role in the United Nations and being therefore important. And we do have some quite of a many events actually this year, what comes to the side events or parallel events. So we are trying to focus on those strategic advocacy focus areas, what I discussed earlier. We do have our own session about ending child marriage. We have climate justice related side events, etc. So we also want to do things together with other organizations. So it's not only about Zonta or our mission. It's a kind of a wider discussion with those who are interested to learn, interested to understand, also share and view even different viewpoints. So a very important thing, and that's why I also wanted to lift it up in the biennial goals for this biennium. I would like to see more people to attend, more Zonstans to attend, and of course nowadays it's made quite easy because there is an opportunity for virtual attendance too. So you don't really need to always to travel to New York to get the feeling out of it, at least what comes to really substance. Perhaps the networking side is then a little bit in a lower position what comes to participating virtually. But anyhow, you can get the information out of it, and you can understand that what are the kind of the hot potatoes and hot topics. But traveling to New York really brings you the whole experience as such with
how many Zontians would you think are going to travel to New York?
It's a good question as the our list keeps growing all the time. But there are tens of Zonstans at the moment, and each organization who are accredited have actually 20 crowns passes. Those are the kind of the tickets to the official part of the CSW. But as in many other years too, we have always have many more Zonstans joining because there are so many opportunities for any other events beside those very official and formal events. So yeah, tens of sanctions are hopefully arriving, and we will meet then on our kickoff meeting on Sunday after a week or so.
So when we put the podcast online, so there will still be a chance to buy a ticket and come to New York. Maybe not, but at least you can take part virtually, or we are very interested in a sum up, which you definitely will give after the CSW, and tell the Zontian world what the hot potatoes were and what your outcome
was.
Oh
yes, absolutely, and we are also trying to do some communications during the week, two weeks. I believe it will mostly emphasize the first week, which is typically the most active for NGOs to the discussions. So we are aiming to send some regular updates on sharing what's the feeling, what are the takes on the event. So waiting for at least perhaps two newsletters or social media posts on what are those hot topics as mentioned, and how we feel things are moving forward, and what's the kind of the environment. So that's what we are wanting to share, and we want to share it during those days and not a few weeks after, as it's good to get the feeling when things are happening, and perhaps that's also a way to inspire more Zonstans to register to some virtual events, and perhaps also considering attending next year in New York.
So I think we heard your call, because we had a virtual meeting yesterday, and seven Zonstans are going to New York from District 27. So
great.
It worked.
That's great.
Yeah, that's very good. So we are looking forward to your news, and we love to be part of this biennium. We didn't talk about all your other activities. As I saw from social media, you're very sporty and are in skiing and hiking and I don't know whatsoever. But I think we got a first impression, and we had Ute Scholz in the podcast twice. Maybe we might be able to have you next year. We would love that.
Absolutely. And what comes to my other activities, they unfortunately are a little bit on the side because of the limited times. But perhaps after 2026, I have more time to do some serious skiing and climbing and all sports. But of course, I will need to keep myself in shape in order to do all this what I'm doing. So, but it's a little bit on a not so a serious level than perhaps earlier during these 2 years.
Okay, thank you very much that you had the time to come into our podcast, and we keep our fingers crossed for New York. It will be a great opportunity, and we are looking forward to your news, Sella. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me, and I promise to do another session later on when you think that there is a good topic and good timing. And thank you for everybody who's been listening, and looking forward to working with you going forward. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.